light a fire in the fireplace. You kind of hang out in the house and watch some movies.
And kill yourself. All afternoon.
And yeah. Do it all afternoon and kill yourself.
Wow.
Wow.
Do what all afternoon?
Whatever you want.
Okay, you lost me there. I don't know what you're talking about. Anything is vague like that. Nobody knows what you're talking about. Welcome to the December 14th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, everybody. We're going to do the Burt segment, and I have an observation I'd like to share with you and see if anybody out there has had the same observation literally change the course of their lives. But we'll get to that later. If Mr. Burke were here, he'd say, does anybody have anything to say?
No, I do.
Karen Vale.
Well, thank you, Frank. I wanted to know, has anybody heard an update? Did the guy who swallowed two rings after he stole them from a jewelry store, did he pass them yet?
I have no idea.
Does anybody know?
No.
Oh, okay, because he's been watched. They're watching for the evidence.
Poop watch.
Yeah.
You're on poop watch.
How'd you like to have that job?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they shouldn't do that. They should just go in and cut them right out of it.
I did that when I didn't swallow any diamonds, but I was waiting for the ice cream man when I was a kid, and I had a dime, and I had it in my mouth.
Oh, every kid's done that.
Swallowed the dime, and my mom called the doctor. The doctor says you have to watch for it. So she had this long, you know, those long red Dairy Queen spoons?
Oh, nasty. We don't need to know the details. The color
she used
of the
that.
Spoon.
Did you ever use them after that to dip in fudge or anything?
No. No.
Chocolate ice cream.
Hot fudge sundae.
She did find it, like, one or two days later. She found it, took it out, cleaned it off, and said, here you go. Go get some ice cream.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Yeah. Put it in the dishwasher.
Nothing.
Boil it. Sterilize it.
How do they clean diamond? Well, they have cleaners, right, for ring jewelry?
Sure they do.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? Hang on a second. Because you just reminded me
of a joke.
Of a joke that is. This is exactly the topic.
Do I get kind of sort of credit for
no,
reminding?
No, you didn't. Dan,
why?
Dan did.
Oh.
Because of something he just said. Okay, got it. Made a little note. may substitute the one I was going to tell for that today. Was that it? That's your Burke segment?
No.
Question.
Ian,
about
no, it's not it.
Somebody's got an attitude.
Yeah, it's you. Is that it?
Somebody else had an attitude. Who's
dude.
Next week, if I heard this correctly, December 22nd, that is the day that you can once again carry little bitty scissors and other little bitty manicuring tools if you're going to go on a flight in the United States.
Right.
And so the only thing I wanted to, because I've listened to news reports about this off and on and the different thoughts behind it and why it's a great idea or why it's a horrible idea. And according to, I believe it's the flight attendants union, representative, whatever, they think it's a bad idea because they can be used as torture devices.
Torture?
Right. To overtake the pilot. They can force, they could use those little tools, those little manicure scissors or something as a torture device to then get into the cabin and take over the aircraft.
Don't they have locking cabins now?
Well, they do, but, I mean, they could, they say, you know, you could hold a pair of scissors to somebody. And, but I think, what about,
boring.
Is it? What about, well.
You could hold a pencil or a pen to somebody.
It's kind of a stupid argument, exactly.
Yeah.
Or the silverware, or somebody that wears a belt could take it off and choke somebody, or they could grab a little kid, and, I mean, you know, if they, fine.
It's been discussed like 1,000 times.
Well, I know, and it's next week, and all of a sudden all these people are up in arms about it, and, oh, it's a really stupid thing to do, and we're going backward. I don't know that we are. I just wanted to throw that out. I don't even fly that much, so I just think it's kind of silly, and it's worth trying. If they think they could do a better job by not collecting all of that and looking for other stuff in a more random way, well, then do it. Somebody else should know better than we would. I don't know. That's all I have.
Oh, that's it?
I can't wait to hear Dan's.
Anybody else with the Burke segment?
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Right,
thanks, Frank.
Dan.
Oh, I got one. I got one, Karen. I have one for you. My mom was out driving today down 44 right by Merritt's, and she called me, and she verified this. Merritt's, I guess, is the most politically correct business there is, or
too bad.
No, they're not. I guess they have all the lights there, and then they have Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Peace on Earth, Merry Christmas, and Feliz Navidad. They have all of that in lights.
Where's Kwanzaa?
I don't know. I don't know. They don't have Kwanzaa on there.
They're
but
not
they,
politically correct.
They do have everything on there, though. They've covered the bases.
Except Kwanzaa.
Yeah, except Kwanzaa. But I don't know. Is Kwanzaa considered like a...
Did we decide if there's a symbol? Is there a Kwanzaa tree or a Kwanzaa hut? See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
Kwanzaa stick. Or,
I think it's something involving candles. It's kind
Kwanzaa
of like,
candle?
Yeah, I think so.
You're right. He's right. It is. It does involve candles.
But did they have picture or... what in the world?
Did
a lighted
have...
display of the menorah? Did they?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But it just says Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah.
We split the difference. As we light manure. We light a big bag of manure.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of combine Halloween with, Hanukkah.
Hanukkah?
Halloween? Well, people light a bag of manure, and then they run, and the owner comes to the door and stomps it out, and it's like fresh manure. Never heard of that?
Oh,
only
we did
in
that.
Tennessee.
We no, did that one time.
Only in Tennessee, if Dan did it.
We did it one time. A guy... Actually,
that's a nationwide common trick.
It is, and this guy said, I can fill the bag up for you. So he went around the back of the house, he filled the bag up, and we took it to this house that we didn't really like the people that much, lit it on fire, knocked on the door, and ran, and they just kept looking out the window, and the fire kept getting bigger and bigger on their front porch. We thought we were going to burn the house down.
Wow. Be in prison now.
I know. But it went out.
They had a real producer.
Too bad.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, nothing.
No, I'm waiting for a word from Schaefer. I haven't heard anything yet on the status.
So you don't know if you're totaled or not?
No, I don't know yet.
Any day now?
Yes.
All right. Park segment is officially... closed. I'm not going to tell you why I'm bringing this up, okay? Don't even ask me, but I wonder how many people have ended a relationship that you really thought this was going to be it until you were with a person enough to realize that the person had a really irritating voice. Now you would know the voice pretty quickly. But maybe not until you're around the person a while did you realize they have a really, really irritating laugh. And it's not going to go away. And when you find yourself with this person with other people, and let's say in my case it would be a female, and you're with other people and somebody says something funny. And other than that, she's cute.
Yeah.
And she's nice. But you can't stand. And I'm telling you, something like that, you got to think hard. Do I want a lifetime? And the voice, Fran Drescher, good example. Good looking babe, good body, but good night. That voice every day, when you come home from work every day, I just wonder, the closest I can come to relating to this is that I happen to know right now a woman who is really, really pretty. And if you looked at her, you imagine what she would walk like, sound like, be like in bed, whatever. And she's fine until she laughs. And it's not a long laugh. It's just enough. Well, and I thought, man, I would hate to think that you would spend time with somebody and go for very long, and for some reason they just never laugh. There was no occasion to laugh. That's a bad thing, first of all, right there. If you're together very long and the other person doesn't laugh, there's a problem. And then when they do, and you think, oh, man, this is going great. She is so cute. And then that comes out. And then the other one is, and there have been some great TV episodes like Frasier, where he'll meet a really beautiful, long-legged blonde, and she turns around, and it ruins everything. Isn't it amazing, though, that can offset everything else? And men, too. It's not just women. I'm sure there are women have met guys, oh, he's good-looking, and then he talks. Or then he, and maybe he's a real macho-looking guy. Maybe he talks, he's feeling like a bully. when he laughs, he's got some sort of, you know, thing. And I just wondered how many people had walked away. I did once. Walked away from a relationship. But it was something that was fixable. It could have been fixed if I'd stayed with it because it was odor.
Uh-huh.
And it could have been fixed.
Oh, odor.
I didn't
what
know
kind
at one
odor?
Point. Perfume.
Oh, too.
Not B.O. Perfume. Yeah. And but you wonder, what point in the relationship, how long do I have to go before I go, hey, you know what, you're okay, I like it and everything, but man, you're stinking, I hate your perfume. You're afraid, ooh, I'm not there yet, I don't know her well enough. It was so, and I mentioned it before, I still remember the product. It was called, I believe, Intimate by Revlon. And one day, what do you say we finally get together and go to, of all places, we went to a drive-in. I still remember the moment. We didn't because I couldn't. Because once she got in the car, before we ever got to the drive-in, I thought, oh, my God. I thought I was going to throw up. I almost had to say I have to go home. I'm
yeah,
sick
there are
or
some
something.
Fragrances like that.
Yeah,
oh, my nauseating.
And then she starts to claim that at the end of the day, like, well, you know, you must not like girls or something. I mean, seriously, yeah. She made a comment like, well, maybe I'm gay. And I wanted to say, no, you stink. Hey, I can't make out with somebody who stinks like that. But I didn't do it to hurt her feelings. Yeah. How do you tell somebody, hey, change your... That's for later on.
I have one for you. Right. And it's... I remember dating a guy...
You're talking about Merle, aren't you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all. Dating a guy years and years ago. He had such bad breath.
That's another one.
And, you know, you think, okay, well, maybe the first time it's because he had... something to eat that's just kind of stuck with him, and,
yeah.
or you think, okay, well, maybe it's just he's been ill. I mean, you don't know, but you give him the benefit of the doubt, and the second, the third time, the fourth time, it's like, it's so nasty, and you're not far enough along in the relationship to say, you know, your breath is really horrible.
That takes a few days.
Yeah.
And I've actually told people, hey, step back, I've got bad breath. Onions or what, I go, hey, you know, don't get any closer because I don't want to make your eyes water here, but I know I have to have bad breath. The gum hasn't kicked in yet. Yeah, breath will do it. And it's another stunning revelation because the person doesn't look like they would have bad breath. You know what I'm saying? And hygienically, they're well-dressed, clean, neatly groomed, hair's nice, clean shaven, and then... We've had, since I've worked here in 8.5 years, we've had two people here who could make your eyes water.
Yeah.
And you know who I'm talking about. And
knock a buzzard off a SH wagon, isn't it?
What's that?
But some people.
Oh, that must be a Missouri expression.
I guess.
Yeah,
I think it is.
And I guess there is some chemical thing. No matter what you chew or gargle or whatever, it won't go away. But you know, BO is fixable. Bad breath is usually fixable. But that's not
okay.
You know,
or how about this one? How about like a really nasty sinus habit where they always
sniff,
you know, constantly
sniffing.
Well, I have
a cold, I do it. I don't care. I have a cold, I do that. I don't care what anybody thinks.
People are chronic about
that. You're either going to run out and fall out of your nose or give it one of those. You have no choice. Sometimes you just have no choice.
That's sometimes. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move and round the big... Let's take a call quick, then we'll turn the half-hour corner and come back and turn it back over to you. Have a great joke for you today, and... we've done it before, but it's been a while. I think you'll like it. Been a little joke drought here lately, and then I got my spark back, and I dug deeply down into my mind. And, well, of course, it didn't help that a listener emailed me and said, hey, how about this one? And it was one I hadn't thought of for a while. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And we kick it off with Jim. Jim, lucky you. You're the first guest on the phone today. How are you?
What a great day. Hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Jim.
Well, so, you know, I'm just been seeing all over the news and the computer today, and they're doing all this talk about Brokeback Mountain and what a great cowboy movie that is and what a Western it is. And then they say Love Story. I mean, doesn't that just give a whole new meaning to Mount Up Partner?
Yes, it does. David Letterman last night talked about Brokeback Mountain, and he said, and I agree with him. Look, this is not gay bashing or in any way anti-gay, but come on, man. I mean, cowboys, we're not ready yet for a cowboy love story. And David Letterman said, you know, he said, I watch a Western, I see you guys sitting around a campfire and round up the doggies and put away the horses and then go sit on the bunk and make out.
Isn't that the cowboy that cannot take care of the sheep?
I guess. I don't know. And I don't know anything about the movie, but I got to tell you, that one may be one that I wait for the DVD. Only because if you go, you're almost reluctant to go in the theater thinking, oh, man, I hope it's not just, you know, all gay people.
That's just all the Hollywood progressive trying to shove it down our throat. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go there.
Cowboys, I guess, you know what? The time has come. It's come for everything else, so why not?
All right, y'all take care.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Hey, you know what? Jim said that they would go take care of the sheep. If they were a gay cowboy, they wouldn't take care of the sheep. They'd go after the bulls and the horses. Don't you think?
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Because they had sheep
murders. He's trying to analyze this too much. I don't know what he's doing. Hmm. Broke Butt Mountain. Now maybe, you know, now you got something. At least then you have an idea what the movie's about. Yeah, we're down to Broke Butt Mountain. Hey, Walking Funny, what's wrong?
I went to Broke Butt Mountain. Walking
Funny. Met that new guy. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Now, what I'm about to tell you sounds like I am making up a joke, but no, the doctor seriously told me that my son swallowed a quarter about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And he was having problems breathing, so of course I took him into the ER, and they said, oh, no, he's fine. He'll be fine. Just, you know, but go on poop watch. The only thing you have to worry about, dead serious, not changing my look on his face, the doctor said, the only thing you have to worry about is if it comes out two dimes and a nickel.
Medium
doctor.
The doctor told me this in the ER.
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny. Yeah. Actually. Your son can make change inside his body. And that's easier to pass than a quarter because they're smaller.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I ain't doing that. If it comes out, it comes out.
And you know what? And I don't know why they say watch for it. It's going to come out. I guess there's the risk of it getting lodged in there or something, and they want to make sure it passed. But every kid has swallowed. So, you know, the kids swallowed bobby pins. My brother swallowed a penny. I swallowed, my mom thought I swallowed a little tiny ruby. And I told her I did. And I had swallowed a red hot. I said it was a ruby. So she had to do the straining thing. And this was just, years ago. So,
2 years ago.
Sarah, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 29.
Favorite age. Well, thank you, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Come on, baby.
Oh, she called me baby.
Yeah. Wow. Come on, baby.
She invited me over. Yeah. Come on, baby. Yeah. All right. Let's do a little Deerberg's business. What do you say? I told you I saw this story. It was either yesterday morning or the morning before about how you have to be careful about certain companies. Because this time of year, all of a sudden, everybody is in the gift business. You ever notice that? Mail order, online, pick up the phone, call an 800 number, and you get the feeling that after the holidays, these people have never heard from again. They've never been in the gift business before. Gift baskets, bouquets, flowers. And once you get it from a strange source and it's sent to you and shipped to you, good luck. Because what are you going to do? I mean, good luck getting your money back or sending it back, and then the surprise is over, the holiday is over. And so what if they sent you another one? By then, it's February 1st. Here's a place you can always count on. And I will tell you another thing that I hope they don't get mad at Deerberg's, but I went over to the floral and gift headquarters, and I was just looking over the orders. I mean, tons of orders for flowers and gifts for the holidays, and there was a shipment going out to be delivered December 26th to the North Pole to a Mrs. Kringle.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. Maybe I'm just assuming too much, but I think this is where Santa himself gets his flowers from Mrs. Claus the day after Christmas, as if to say, hey, thanks for putting up with my hectic schedule. It's over. It's the day after. Here's a beautiful arrangement from Deerberg's. Deerberg's Florists and Gifts, they have a holiday guide online at deerbergs.com. And if you go somewhere and there's a host or a hostess, it's nice that, you know, a bottle of wine thing is good, that's fine. But if you want to do a floral arrangement, they'll be happy to put one together for you. They have the holiday celebrations bouquet. You light the taper candle inside the hand-cut red glass hurricane surrounded by red roses. How about that? Along with red mini carnations and red holly berries, and there's a background of Christmas greens. Those are good. I boil those up. You can't beat good Christmas greens.
Yeah.
And iced branches for a wintry look. That's one of the many, many choices. Then they have the Fitz and Floyd bouquet. It's a Victorian sleigh from the artisans of Fitz and Floyd. Say that five times fast. Hand-painted ceramic sleigh holds an arrangement of red carnations and white pompons, and it's accented by pine cones and jingle bells. Then they have the Candy Lane arrangement. White pom-poms, red carnations, evergreens, in a wicker basket with festive candy canes. Traditional red poinsettias, they have plenty of those. All you need to do is pick up the phone, tell them what you need, and they'll take care of the rest. Toll-free 800-844-6007 or just visit DeerBergs.com.
President Casino is better than ever. Win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes in the President Casino's Holiday Swipe and Win game, November 7th through December 23rd. Swipe your player's card at the Holiday Swipe and Win kiosk and see what you've won. Every swipe's a winner. One swipe per person per gaming day. The President Casino, the only casino in downtown St. Louis, offers the loosest slots, your favorite table games, and live poker action every day. So play the Holiday Swipe and Win game at the President Casino to win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes. It's the ultimate casino, hot spot downtown. You want it, we got it. If you want it, we got it. American Family followed us everywhere.
Wherever they moved, Brad and Kim Tyler liked the security of having American Family Auto Insurance.
When we were in all these different cities, American Family was definitely covering us.
From state to state, they were a simple phone call away, and I mean, just a simple phone call, that was all we needed.
All I had to do was call my agents, and immediately they follow up on it, and it's just worry-free.
They're very responsive.
The Tylers like the service they receive from their American Family agent.
She's personable.
Very personable.
Very personable. Very friendly.
We are friends. We are truly friends with her.
They take care of us. I would recommend American Family in a heartbeat.
Call today for a free, no-obligation auto quote. American Family Insurance. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
Save on both auto and homeowners insurance when you have both with American Family. Find an agent at amfam.com. American Family, all your protection under one roof.
This is a bell, and this is a whistle. If you're looking for a wireless communications company with all the bells and whistles, then look to Marshall Wireless. Now 2 plus 2 equals 4, 4 plus 4 equals 8, and Sprint plus Nextel equals Marshall Wireless. Get up to $150 off phones. Get 25% off accessories, and with a Sprint fair and flexible plan, there's no roaming charges, no huge overages. For just $29.99 per month, you'll get 200 anytime minutes with a 2-year Sprint subscriber agreement. Plus, Sprint automatically adds minutes as you need them. This plan also includes nationwide long distance and unlimited night and weekend minutes. Just stop by any Marshall Wireless location, including our two brand new stores in Chesterfield Valley and Florissant, or call 636-938-9000 for the Sprint Nextel fair and flexible plan. And never worry about huge overages and roaming charges again. Marshall Wireless, we're the wireless communications company with all the bells and whistles. As our proud founder, Dan Marshall, says,
there's a lot of deputies in town,
but there's only one Marshall.
The end of the year is quickly approaching. For warehouse and facilities managers, that means renewing your warehouse leases. I'm Brian Travers of the Travers Group. I own and manage over 2 million square feet of warehouse space. Before you sign a new lease, call me at 314-389-8000 and I can save you money. I currently have warehouse space for $2 per square foot. I'll customize any size space to fit your needs. We're located I-70 close to Lambert Airport in downtown. Start the new year off saving money. We are half the cost of space in Earth City and Westport. All of my warehouse space is professionally managed and maintained with 24-hour security. Call me, Brian Travers, at the Travers Group, 314-389-8000. For top quality warehouse space for $2 per square foot, give me a call at 314-389-8000. That's 314-389-8000.
Here's an update on consumer spending this holiday season. More homeowners are at the malls, maxing out those high-interest credit cards. There'll be a big price to pay after the holidays when the big bills arrive.
Sound familiar? If it does, give yourself a nice early present. Cash. Call American Equity Mortgage. Perfect or less than perfect credit, American Equity Mortgage can help you fast. We'll roll your high-interest credit cards into one new low-interest home loan with one low monthly payment and give you cash for the holidays. You'll enjoy your peace of mind knowing big bills won't hit you in January, and you'll save hundreds of dollars every month. Call American Equity Mortgage now, 314-878-9999. Get extra money for the holidays. Call 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you say healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
You need windows? Call Window World, the original $189 guys. 314-993-1800. You need windows? One call to Window World.
Hi, Cardinal fans. This is Mark Mullen, inviting you to join me along with my teammates at the Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up. There will be autographs, memorabilia, Hall of Famers, free prizes, and fun. Plus, every dollar raised will go to Cardinal Care to support kids. The warm-up is at the Millennium Hotel in downtown St. Louis, January 14th, 15th, and 16th. So join me and my teammates at the warm-up. I'll see you there.
For passes, call 314-345-9000 or go to stlcardinals.com.
340 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by 1-800-DRIVERS.com. That's where drivers find jobs and training and where companies find drivers. Call 1-800-DRIVERS or you can visit 1-800-DRIVERS.com. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, a slowdown. On westbound 40 between Brentwood and McKnight, traffic running heavy. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, a good run so far. Eastbound 40 between 14th Street or at that street. Road crews out the right lane and the last Missouri exit closed. 11th Street would be your alternate again. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, a slight slowdown reported. Southbound on 270, Clayton Road through Doherty Ferry, heavy traffic. Eastbound 70 slowing at Salisbury as you run through 6th Street. Northbound 55 between Park and the Poplar, slow traffic. And the Broadway ramp to westbound 40, I know, is closed because of maintenance work. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS. Sorry.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. And Pion, you've never heard of him, have you? He's Mr. New Year's Eve.
I've heard of the name.
And he has a brother, had a brother, Carmen Lombardo. You know that?
No.
Stick with us. You'll learn stuff, and then you won't be just a big, dumb, young idiot. Was the New Year's Eve orchestra. Guy Lombardo. He was synonymous with New Year's Eve. All right.
Distinctive sound, too.
Let's get these phones going. They're already lit up, but let's get the numbers anyway. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And hello, Tim.
Hey, what about somebody that snorts after they laugh? Isn't that
I've done that, but there are people that do it, you know, every time they laugh. And you want to say something, but you can't.
No, you can't.
Hey, how come you snort like that? You can't say anything.
Two other things real quick. Bad breath, two problems, people that don't brush their tongue.
That's, you know, I got a friend, he's a fanatic about that.
Really?
Yeah, he preaches to his friend, bro, you brush your tongue, and he says, get a new toothbrush, like, every week.
The other problem is flossing.
Yeah.
Main problem. And last thing.
The problem for bad is flossing or not flossing?
Not flossing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, all right.
And somebody called in a long time ago about moles, getting rid of moles.
You mean on your face or your yard?
In the yard.
Okay.
And they said about you. and they mentioned about using human urine.
I haven't seen them
since.
Really?
Wow. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. support right there.
Yeah, maybe that might not work for everybody. Maybe you just got the
problem. Probably true.
Maybe you got perpetual asparagus pit.
Oh, man.
You might not see a doctor.
I have that problem.
Maybe you should see a doctor and say, Doc, my pee kills moles.
Or you should go into business. Just go pee in an
empty cup and bottle that stuff. Sell it as mole killer pee.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. MKP. Thank you. That'll be the product name, MKP. Get yourself the MKP.
Yeah.
The proven mole killer. Mole killer P.
That's funny.
This would be Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hello, gang.
Ray, everybody.
Ray.
Especially Karen.
Oh, hi, Ray.
Still works. You're talking about irritating things. This one guy that we used to work with in construction, terrible, terrible breath. We all just knew that. You just stay away from him. This one guy, he finally had it, so he brings a bottle of Scope to work. Mm-hmm. And this guy, the man who brought the bottle of Scope, you don't mess with him. He was Vietnam veteran, big man, like mm-hmm. Big Bad John. But he made a big deal of presenting this bottle of Scope to this, I think it's a shop steward.
Oh, he did it in person?
Ooh.
Oh, he did it in person.
Oh, he didn't hide. He didn't do the cowardly way and leave a note and run.
And he gave it to a shop steward?
I think he was. Yeah, he was a shop steward at the time. And the look on this man's face, I don't need that, and oh, my gosh. It just cracked up everybody for weeks. And
And the thing is, if somebody did that to you, my reaction would be, hey, I don't need that. My reaction would be, oh, man, I'm embarrassed. Thanks for telling me because it's embarrassing. I wouldn't deny it. They're not going to do it for the fun of it. You got to turn your radio down there.
Yeah, right? It is.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
That takes big ones. You better be a tough Vietnam vet to go to your boss. Yeah.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, thank you, Ray. Ray needs to cheer up a little bit.
Definitely storytelling, candlelighting, and a feast table will tell the story of Kwanzaa, the festival of the first fruits. This is at the Botanical Garden. Anyway, Kwanzaa.
Is this a gay thing?
First fruits.
Kwanzaa. A non-religious holiday celebrating African values of family, community, responsibility, commerce, and self-improvement was first observed in 1966. The term Kwanzaa is Swahili for first fruits of the harvest. So anyway, that's what that's all about.
Well, what do you do to celebrate?
Well, here says a ceremony will be held from 1 to 3. Will retell the story of the holiday's creation. It also will include the lighting of a symbolic Kinara candle, which focuses on Kwanzaa's seven guiding principles: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Hmm. Yeah.
It almost sounds like a Thanksgiving.
Well, that's just it. The first fruits of the harvest. That's Thanksgiving. That's exactly what I thought to myself.
It's like a combination of Thanksgiving and New Year's resolution. We're going to try to do better and honor all these good qualities or whatever. Yeah.
Well, if you're interested, there's an assortment of Kwanzaa merchandise for purchase from so-and-so and Mama Katabumba Boutique, and she'll be down there selling stuff. So, Mama Kata, I don't know.
What are Kwanzaa things that you buy?
I don't know. Maybe candles and clothing shirts and stuff like that.
And shirts and stuff.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'll bet if you asked, and I could be wrong. Look, I shouldn't say this, but I just wonder. It's really a black community thing, right?
Sure.
I wonder if you asked black kids, hey, what's Kwanzaa all about? I wonder how many of them could tell you.
Well, they're a little bit more informed nowadays. I know that I live right next to an elementary school up here outside of Florissant, and I've heard some of the people talking, that they actually teach that a little bit when they cover Black History Month and so on and so forth. So it's getting around. But it was actually thought up in 66 out on the West Coast. It was one of the black leaders at the time, honestly, just decided that they needed some sort of a holiday. And I've heard this, I've heard talk show hosts talk about it and various people. So it is. It's a contrived holiday, but that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's celebration.
I hand it to them, They created another day off or something.
But it's not religious. It's basically just supposedly going back to the traditions of Africa and of their heritage.
I wonder why they picked, what's the actual date of Kwanzaa?
they don't really say. It's just December 28th is when this celebration is going to be going on. So
is there Kwanzaa Day? I mean, like a Christmas Day?
I think it's like a week.
It's like Hanukkah, I think, where, yeah, it's a couple days.
Oh, they were smart. They gave themselves a whole week.
Well, if you want to learn more about it, just phone number here for Missouri Botanical. You want it?
No.
Okay.
No. Thank you, Marv.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I make a motion that we extend Christmas now and make it a week.
We got screwed on that.
I know.
Yeah. Everybody
we
else,
could fix it.
Hanukkah.
Start something.
Or they have these 8-day things, and we get one night. I mean, really, you're looking about a night and a day, and not even two whole days. Here's Bruce. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
Amen to him.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, Karen.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Karen was talking about the guy who swallowed the ring.
Mm-hmm. The two of them.
Yeah. Would that be a diamond in the roughage?
See what he did there? Pretty good.
Good, Bruce.
That's very good, Bruce.
And they're not showing me carrots it is, but it's got some corn.
Bruce wrote
corn
these
and
out.
Carrot humor. How long did you work on these?
I thought of the roughage right away.
You have part three, or is that it?
That's it.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
That deserves it. He's not even a professional.
Are they going to tell the new person that buys these rings?
Of course not.
Uh-uh.
Of course not. Why would you do that?
Look at the clarity.
The guy swallowed those one time and pooped them.
Look at the clarity on that ring.
But you know what? That could add value to somebody. You know how weird some people are. Just to say those are the rings that guy swallowed and then pooped.
No, I think that would kill the sale. Sterilization is sterilization. You sterilize something, that's it. It's boiled. Yeah, that's it. That's the end of it. No.
Caught in that little prong.
If I saw it boiling in water, I wouldn't have a chance. Come on. Would you refuse to take a diamond?
No,
of course you wouldn't. But I would boil it myself again if I knew, you know, that's what had happened to it. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you, everybody?
Ooh, great.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good. Well, first of all, Frank, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
I know, because mine's the same day.
All right, happy birthday to you.
Yeah. And I'm older than you are.
Good for you.
Well, at any rate, I had a story about when I was younger. About 1965, I was 20 years old, and I was working at a place that sold auto parts.
Uh-huh.
And I was an order filler. I'd have to go around with a cart picking up orders and whatnot. And they put me with this, I'll call her lady. She was older than I was, and string bean, straight up and down, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she had the worst body odor that I have ever, or probably will ever, participate in.
And you normally associate really, really bad body odor with heavy people.
Oh, man. I can hear it now. Smell it now. I can feel it
maybe
now.
What, maybe what? She was thin. Maybe it wasn't coming from the pits.
Oh, it could be. But
this was another odor.
And her
everyone was saying, well, you're closest to her. You tell her about it. And I, just a dumb young kid, you know, 20 years old, and I said, One day I had enough. I mean, not that close proximity, but it was radiating.
Was it the kind that would, you know, they'd work in an area and a half an hour later after they'd left the area, you still smelled it?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I was first person. I was right there with her most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just turned to her one day and I said, oh, her name's Gertrude. I said, Gertie, you smell. You know, just a dumb kid.
And let me guess, then she stopped having sex with you.
Yeah.
No, then she wanted to, but she got so offended and she went off crying. And I felt so bad, like a worm, you know?
You know what? Where is she today? Did she kill herself? She might have killed herself.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I wish I didn't know.
Mike, no, let me tell you what I think probably happened. She pondered on it for a few days, and you hurt her feelings so badly that she blew her head off and killed herself and probably left a couple of young children. But, hey, don't feel too bad about it. You know, you didn't mean it.
No, I'm over that.
You didn't know that it was so bad. Yeah.
And she laid there rotting for a while, and then Mike had to go identify the body, and he did the actual smell there was better than what her smell was.
See, Dan, that's not funny, because what I said is he didn't know that she killed herself.
Mike and
he went and found their body. You're just rambling. Are you
that's
on
right.
something?
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Mike, Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Somebody, I can't believe this, but somebody today, who the heck was this morning, didn't know that McDonald's had the DVD. They'd never heard that yet. That tells me they're not listening very closely to the show. But I was in a meeting this morning, and it just came up, and the person said, "What? McDonald's? Movies at McDonald's?" And I thought, well, sad. Yeah, movies at McDonald's, $1 a night. $1 a night. $2 nights, $2, $3 nights, $3. And you return them at any other McDonald's. You don't have to go where you picked it up. Now, the Busch Stadium Tribute DVD. We have two for gifts for the holidays. And they're going to make great gifts for the people who are going to receive them, because we know these two people are baseball fanatics. You can do the same, $17.99 plus tax. You say, well, I'll grab it at the movie store. No, you won't. They're only available. This is an exclusive at McDonald's as long as they last, and it was produced by Major League Baseball. This is a big deal production. I have not seen it, but from what I understand, it's first class. It's worth every bit of the $17.99. And it takes you from the first year of Busch Stadium to, right up to the very, very end, till it was all over. Last game, end of the season, $17.99 at the Red Box kiosk at McDonald's. And don't forget about McRib. That is the pork sandwich with the pickles and the onions and the tangy barbecue sauce, available as it is every year for a limited time from McDonald's.
Unique Toy and Game in Wildwood wants to make your holiday shopping experience fun. With over 5,000 square feet filled with your favorite games, puzzles, dolls, and plush animals, Unique Toy and Game is the place to go for toys for girls and boys of all ages. At Unique Toy and Game, you'll find the old favorites, traditional rocking horses, cool erector sets, cuddly baby dolls and teddy bears, nostalgic electric train sets from Lionel, LGB, and Marklin, and great play sets from Playmobil and Lego. Whether it's a Kettler trike for your toddler or a remote control car for the big kids in your family, you'll find great gifts for everyone this holiday season at Unique Toy and Game. Unique Toy and Game is located in the Schnucks Wildwood Crossing Shopping Center at 16530 Manchester Road, just a mile and a half west of the Clarkson-Manchester intersection. You can call them at 636-458-3700 or visit their website at uniquetoyandgame.com. Unique Toy and Game, where kids learn by having fun.
How would you like to eliminate a dirty house and, even better, the soapy, crunchy residue in your carpet forever? Well, I tell you about my friends at Zero Res because it is the right way to clean, and who has time for the wrong way to clean? Because you just waste money and you waste so much time. Call Zero Res today and trust me, you will be a believer. In the carpet cleaning area, it's free of soap, no detergents, no dry cleaning chemicals. This patented proven technology has now been embraced by Mohawk. Yes, a leading carpet manufacturer. They say that it is environmentally friendly, and the Mohawk Group has begun recommending and using Zero Res on its customer claims throughout the country. And wait until you see how they can clean the tile and grout in your home. It would take you 6 months and a can of cleanser with a toothbrush, and you still couldn't get it as clean as Zero Res. 1-866-ZERO-RES. 1-866-ZEROREZ. 866-937-6739, spelled backwards or forwards, Zero Res is the right way to clean.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
This guy's good. Is he a new guy?
A beautiful sight.
Yes. Do well.
We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
I can throw Scott in here before the last break, before the news. Scott, how are you?
Happy birthday, Frank.
Thank you very much.
How's the gang doing?
We are great, Scott.
Thank you. I need to talk to the problem solvers if I can, please.
No, we have 1 minute, and we're all yours because we are. Hold on.
The problem solvers.
All right, go for it.
Yes, Frank, I've been looking for a one-piece jumpsuit, like a work suit, mm-hmm. for a small boy, like size 8, and I can't find them anywhere. If someone could suggest where to find them, I'd sure appreciate it.
Really? For what purpose?
Well, for winter, for people, you know, let a boy play outdoors. I've checked Buckeyes and...
You got to be getting like a snowsuit?
Well, like a Carhartt one-piece jumpsuit, and they're hard to find in a small boy size.
Oh, no small kidding. Boys. Did you try, like, pennies or something like that?
You had a regular snow pants and a snow jacket?
Yeah.
Did you try the Alpine shop?
No, I didn't. I know that...
Because they have... Are you talking about for playing out in the cold?
Yes.
Well, they got you know what, they got sneeze shields, and they have ski outfits and a body zip up thing for everybody, kids and adults. I mean, that's a cold weather place to a great degree.
Well, I'll go check that out.
Check that out. I'll be surprised if you don't find them there. We got to jump around of time, but thank you. Good luck.
Have a good day.
You too. Merry Christmas. We have done it again. Germex, have it with you. Do you have any? If you don't have any, I think you're making a big mistake, not just from the standpoint of keeping your hands free of other people's germs. Sometimes, every once in a while, in the course of a day, your hands just feel weird. They feel, weird, gritty, dirty. And then you hit them with a couple of dollops of Germex, and they're just, I don't know, it's even different than coming right out of the shower or the bathroom. It's a different kind of clean. It's a cleaner clean in many cases, because the survey they did where they compared it to surgical scrub soap and all these other regular soaps, the results were it killed germs as effectively as the surgical scrub soap that the doctors used before they went into surgery. And Germex is the one you want, not another, not an imitator. The one from good old St. Louis, Germex. Ask for it by name. Waterless hand sanitizer. 4 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Security is in place. Tens of thousands of soldiers and police officers getting ready to guard the polling stations. And Iraqis are preparing to elect their first permanent parliament since the fall of Saddam. NBC's Aaron Katursky in Baghdad says he wouldn't be surprised if some voters can't figure out who they want to win.
Campaign commercials for particular coalitions, or lists as they're referred to here, may end up confusing the voters. The ads look different, but they promote similar themes. This one, for a secular list headed by a Shiite, calls on Iraqis to dismiss sectarian divisions in favor of a united Iraqi culture. This ad, for a Sunni coalition, also talks about unity. So voters may only be able to differentiate the parties based on religion. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Baghdad.
Iraqi police may have already thwarted an Election Day attack. They've arrested two suspected insurgents who claimed they were carrying more than 70 bombs. President Bush today admitting that the intelligence was wrong, but he says going into Iraq and getting Saddam Hussein out was still the right thing to do. The House voting today to renew a modified version of the Patriot Act.
By a vote of 251 to 174, the House easily approved a compromise that makes permanent 14 of the 16 Patriot Act provisions set to expire at the end of the month. But the measure is facing a Senate filibuster, with both Republicans and Democrats pushing for more time to add more privacy protections. And Majority Leader Bill Frist is already preparing legislation that would extend the current Patriot Act for a year.
ABC's Pam Coulter. Acting FEMA Director David Paulson says there's still a lot of work to be done along the Gulf Coast.
I think what everyone needs to know, and probably already understands, is the recovery effort will be measured in not in weeks or months, but probably in years.
The House battled today put off a vote on whether to subpoena emails and documents from the White House on how the president handled Katrina's aftermath. MoneyScope, Dow gained 58 points today, NASDAQ down 4. You're listening to ABC News.
Hillshire Farm reminds you to invite our little Smokies over for the big game.
Oh, down in front.
Yeah, come on, down in front.
Hey, you make a better door than a window.
You didn't come here to look at the back of your head.
Yeah. Guys, maybe the little Smoky shouldn't be right in front of the TV, huh?
All the work we do at Hillshire Farm means little Smoky's cocktail sausages are quick, easy, and so good they draw a crowd. Just heat them up in barbecue sauce and you're ready for kickoff. Hillshire Farm Little Smokies, America's favorite smoked sausage.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold.
Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on.
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy.
And it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here.
Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please.
At 4:03, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A 5-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl are being treated at this hour at Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital after being transported by ambulance from the devastation of the flood in Reynolds County.
The children were found approximately a mile away from where the house was, in the field, in the water, in the trees.
That is the nurse who rode with the children who are listed in critical condition. Dorinda Barron telling KTRS News there is mass destruction throughout the flooded area, in southern Missouri. Governor Blunt's office is telling us the two are the children of the Johnson Shut-In State Park Superintendent. A third child, a seven-month-old, is expected to arrive any moment now at Cardinal Glennon. Ameren UE says the 1.5 billion-gallon upper reservoir appears to have a rupture in the northwest corner. The basin is essentially drained. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt is on the scene. He's viewing damage from the flooding from the Tomsock Reservoir area. Blunt's spokesman is Spence Jackson.
It appears right now that there was some sort of mechanical malfunction of some kind that caused the water to keep being pumped into the reservoir and eventually topping over it instead of being properly regulated as it usually is.
Jackson stresses there is nothing definitive yet, and he tells KTRS News Ameren has sent engineers to inspect it. Ameren says there's about a 500-foot breach in the reservoir, and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is also investigating. In other news this afternoon, still no sign of 34-year-old Stephen Lockwood Jr. He allegedly shot his father last night in Jefferson County.
We're playing the wait-and-see game. We've made several searches of several different residences.
Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer tells KTRS News that this all started after an altercation between the two. The father had been letting his son live with him,
with the understanding that he not consume any alcohols or basically abide by the conditions of his parole.
Boyer says the suspect is on parole for shooting his wife. He may be carrying a .40 caliber handgun. The victim, Stephen Lockwood Sr., is a 32-year sheriff's deputy and is expected to recover. In Hillsboro, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
A warrant has been issued for the arrest of a 20-year-old Herculaneum man. He's accused of abusing his son, Daniel Michael Johnson, charged with first-degree assault. Police say Johnson injured his son after becoming angry at the child for crying. Monsanto says Chairman and Chief Executive Hugh Grant received about $3.24 million in salary and bonus for the year that ended on August 31st. Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day up 59, the NASDAQ was down 2, and the S&P up 5 points. The stock report is brought to you this hour by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. The Weather Plus forecast, from News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller, cloudy tonight, low down to 33, and tomorrow cloudy, a slight chance of light rain or flurries with a high of 39. Overcast skies, 47 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Hi, this is Bill Wilkerson. You know, St. Louis is a great restaurant town, but there's just no way you can know where every great restaurant is. So when your friends find one, they ought to share it with you. And that's what I'm doing, telling you about Biggie's Restaurant at 3332 Watson Road. Price family has been in the restaurant business for a long time, and you can certainly tell the difference when you have dinner or lunch at Biggie's. They're famous for their steaks. They sell more steaks than just about anybody, and I've had one, and I know why. They do a fabulous steak. If you love salads, you're going to love the salads at Biggie's. They make their own dressings, you know. Homemade dressings, one specialty called White French. It is absolutely fantastic. Homemade onion rings as big as the plate. If you love onion rings, you're going to love onion rings at Biggie's. Homemade soups. And on Saturday, barbecue ribs, especially, have their own built-in barbecue pit out back, and if you don't get there early, you're not going to get some of those baby back or St. Louis-style ribs. Lunch and specialties on Tuesdays and Thursday, barbecue pork steaks. For all of those reasons and more, you have to have lunch or dinner at Biggie's, 3332 Watson Road.
Here to help you however we can.
Premier Service.
Meet your goals, whatever you plan.
Premier people, Premier Service.
Hi, I'm Rex Anderson, Banking Center Manager at Premier Bank. Are you looking to buy a home, take a vacation, or enjoy a comfortable retirement? Our investment alternatives can help. Our Platinum Checking Account, Certificates of Deposit, IRAs, and Money Market Accounts offer competitive interest rates and are FDIC insured. We have an account that's perfect for you, plus the friendly Premier service you deserve and we guarantee.
Premier people, Premier service.
Call or come by to see me, Rex Anderson, at the St. Charles Banking Center on 5th Street. Together, we'll choose the right options for you. Premier Bank in St. Charles and St. Peter's. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Premier people, Premier service, Premier Bank.
This
holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. From the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
I'm really behind on my bills. I do own my home, but my credit isn't exactly perfect.
Those high-interest credit cards are ruining me. Is there anything I can do to get out of debt?
We need that loan now. Are we ever going to get our cash?
Tired of playing games?
Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999 for the right answer. Yes.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. Even with less than perfect credit, I got the cash I needed.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. I'm saving hundreds of dollars every month.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. We closed in 1 week. Say yes to a loan from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you. 24 hours a day. 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
As the holidays approach, the Big 550 KTRS is reaching out to those in need in our community. On Friday, December 16th, KTRS and Calvary Church will be collecting toys for needy families in the St. Louis area. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., KTRS personalities will be broadcasting live from Westfield Shopping Town Mid Rivers and collecting toys. So join us Friday, December 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Westfield Shopping Town Mid Rivers for the KTRS Toy Drive. Brought to you by Bowie Funeral Home, True Advantage Fitness, St. John's Bank, Computer Problem Busters, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
Let's go.
LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, cause Christmas is coming again.
You know what I like to do? This is okay. This is nice and old and clean, but I got an email, a great email today from a guy who, on behalf of his family and children, wanted to thank us for once again this year warning people about the filth and vulgarity. Now, you're not shocked by it if it's in some rap hip-hop Christmas thing, gangsta, an album called It's a Gangsta Christmas. Okay, well, you know, you
would expect that.
Yeah, you'd expect some bitching and hoeing and effing and whatever, but, boy, you don't expect it from the music from the 50s and 40s, 60s even. And this guy wrote me the greatest letter. He says, once again, you have... You've reminded me, you know, what to keep away from my children, the filth of Brenda Lee, and now the last couple of years, the filth of Eartha Kitt. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, hate to be repetitious, but if you missed it, you know that every year we do the Brenda Lee warning, the song playing in the mall. I still hear it. I go to, you know, a store, and there it is, rocking around, and people are kind of oblivious. They don't really hear the subliminal, filthy message. And then the Eartha Kitt thing, I've heard it a couple of times this year, and I heard reputable radio stations playing it unedited.
Yep.
Uncensored. Yep.
Where's the FCC?
Yeah, where's the FCC?
They're a big fine.
Yeah, where are they? So I think it's just our public duty as public servants to play.
Duty.
You want to start with Brenda? You want to start with Eartha? All right, this is the old, we've done this for years, and we're going to keep, this is our mission. We've taken it upon ourselves. Here's Brenda Lee. The F word is unacceptable in a Christmas song. I don't care if you are talking about some effing pie or not. Here it is. We'll play the first part just to legitimize it, then we'll isolate it.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Yeah.
Mistletoe hung
good song.
That's a great.
Except for the filthy part. Here comes Captain Pie.
Oh, good night. Imagine if you're a kid, you say, hey, Mom, pass me that effing pie.
Yeah.
Or Jim will get your teeth knocked out. And, Mom, it's in that song. I heard it in that song at that store. That lady said, effing pie.
At the Christmas.
Let's play that part again. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie. Yeah. Unacceptable.
Horrible.
Unacceptable. I almost think this is even more
horrible. Oh, I think this is worse.
I think this is worse.
It's
this
more blatant.
It is, and it's more visual. It's a visual. Here's Eartha Kitt.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
I think that's really. You know, every time we do it, we're stunned.
Yeah.
You think you'd become kind of callous to it, but it still shocks. Uh-uh. Shocks every time. All right, that's it. I don't want to hear any more. We don't want to run something to the ground.
No.
That's not us. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Great, Frank. How are you?
I've never been better. Thank you.
I'm AM and the PM. Hallelujah. How's everybody else doing?
We are great,
good, Todd.
Sounds good.
Good. Well, Merry Christmas, and in the interest of political correctness, I did have a question for the problem solvers.
Well, then you have a question for us, because if you're a regular listener, you know that we are.
The problem solvers.
And what's the problem?
Well, you know, this time of year, that political correctness really seems to be propping its ugly head more and more.
Mm-hmm.
During the rest of the year, they're always talking about tolerance and diversity, which I have to hand it to you. You guys, I have to deem you the new truth detectors because you've exemplified that very well.
It's
true.
All right.
But my question is, where is all that tolerance and diversity when it comes to these people trying to get rid of Christmas?
Good question. Here's the other thing I always wonder when I see people feeding people in food lines, and they go, "We're a nice hot meal for whoever it is, the homeless." What are they supposed to do the rest of the year about eating? If they're so dependent on you for that meal Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day, good night. Are they starving to death the rest of the year? I mean, I don't know. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but I'd like to see different organizations say, okay, we'll take the month of February and feed people. We'll take the month of May and feed people. We'll, spread it out a little bit instead of throwing all that food out on one day. All that does is make them hungrier the next day.
Yeah. Oh, man, yesterday we had a big old turkey.
Yeah, a long time so there's another holiday.
Now we're back in the cardboard box. I mean, I know if I ever have a great big meal, I'm hungrier the next day. You really are. You got dinner, and the next morning you wake up, man, I'm hungry. All right, Todd.
Well, you guys keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right.
But he's got a point, though.
I believe we've done it again.
Yes, we have.
We've done it again.
They were missing there for
the ACLU is always backing those people, saying, well, you can't say Christmas, but there's no organization that stands up for the people that said, well, there should be.
Well, think about it, though. ACLU, if you pronounce it, it tells you what they don't have. A clue.
Hey.
Just made that up.
Thanks.
That's
very
good.
That's nice.
Came to me.
Hey, I have some stores that guy can go to get those overalls that he was talking about.
Yeah, full body suits to play in the cold.
Yeah, a lady called in. Her name was Laura. Charlie's Farm and Home in Wentzville, or Crane's Country Store. It's on Highway 70 at the Williamsburg exit.
Oh, that's way
little
out.
Little boy farm store.
That's
a
great
place,
though.
Charlie's Farm and Home in Wentzville, I said that, and Rural King in Waterloo. It's like an old Walmart store.
Yeah, because farm supply places outfit the whole family to go out and work on the farm in the cold. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. And it's probably a much less expensive than ski apparel.
Yeah.
You know, it's work clothes. All right. Karen had an idea earlier, and I hate to say it was a good one. I'm not.
Really?
I don't think it's a good idea at all. But I'm going to throw it out there, and that is if there's something you're looking for the holidays, you can't find it, call us, because somebody listening will know where to get it. We've just proven that. With the full coveralls.
Well, we kind of did it again on that, too, didn't we?
What are you talking about?
Well, that he had an answer for the guy's question.
I just said, just like we did with the suit the kid made.
Well, I know. We did it again. But never mind. Boy. Never mind.
Go ahead. We've done it again. I stopped the show dead in the track. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm good. How's the gang doing? Todd stole my thunder, so I just wanted to see that. That's that.
Well, he stole what thunder?
I was going to ask how you guys are doing.
How
are
we doing?
Oh, we're good.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Jason.
Thank you very much. One thing. I meant to call you guys. This is around Labor Day, and I was driving up to Chicago. It was at night, and I heard you guys all the way up into Chicago. So that tells you that the signal picks it up that far.
And you know what? It always has. We go just to this side of Chicago, well through Springfield, and then when you get into metropolitan Chicago, you lose us. But this signal kicks it right to the south side of Chicago.
I was going to the north of Chicago, but I still got you pretty good on there.
All right. Well, not too shabby.
I have a problem solver's question that I need to answer.
Overtime. Man. We're on overtime today. We're on overtime because we are...
The problem solvers.
Like a chain reaction.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, it's probably twofold. What happened to Paul Ford in the Chopper 550?
Is he gone?
Yes, he's working full-time for another station, Jason.
Okay, all right. And the other question is, I grew up, my mom listened to the other person, old person station, and I grew up listening to that.
Let's do that.
And I'm 27 years old, so I kind of grew up on that, but I switched over to you guys. My question is, how come you never call the traffic guy private anymore? You used to always say Private Paul Ford, like Captain whoever on the other station.
Captain Mac?
We didn't always say it. We only did it once or twice. We never referred to him on a regular basis as Private Paul Ford.
Well, I remember hearing it a couple times. I always thought it was funny making fun at the other station. So.
And we did it a couple of times. But it actually wasn't making fun of the other station because that other old people station doesn't have the captain. They have somebody else. That's a country station that has the captain.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we did it was that Paul Ford and Mac Douglas are the same person. Paul Ford are the same guy.
No.
How can that be?
Well, it's just radio trickery.
Trickery.
And that's why we said private, because he's captain as somebody else, so we made him private here for a couple of days. But that was the inside joke.
Great.
Was that
great.
It's the same guy.
Great. That's...
We told him one day how much we liked him. We couldn't stand Captain Mac Douglas. We said, that guy's horrible, and you're great. And the joke, of course, is the same guy.
And he agreed.
Well, you guys answer my questions. I appreciate it. And I want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you're...
You got it covered.
Yeah.
We got it all covered. All right. Happy holidays and Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Right. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. To give you folks a little inside fun information about the radio business, there are a couple of news people in town who do the news on two, sometimes three different stations, and they use different names of the same guy. You know, and that's it. I'm Tom Jackson with the news. And the same guy.
We had a guy here not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a guy here who was doing news here and doing another station with two different names. And most people never catch it because they don't listen to those two stations. They're two completely different stations. But, hey, that's the radio business. And a lot of times you have to do that to actually make a decent living. You've got to cover and work two places. They don't want the same news person that works for somebody else. So they say, just change your name and you can
work. Cooley, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think either one was the guy's real name. It was just two radio names. But most people never catch it. Now, radio junkies will because they jump around and they enter every contest, and man, they know every station, and they'll catch you. But there are only about a dozen of those people in the whole world. Let's go to Lynette. Hello, Lynette.
Hello.
Whoa. Hey. Excuse me. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
I bet you are.
I'm calling from Washington State.
Wow.
And we moved up here in September, and I miss you guys so much.
We miss you too, Lynette.
We don't like losing listeners.
And so we did get a computer this week, and so we're in the modern world now.
All right.
And so perhaps online maybe in the new year we can listen.
So you just got a computer. You're really literally learning how to use a computer.
Well, we've had one on and off, but...
They don't work when they're off.
Our lifestyle really isn't, you know, good enough for a computer yet.
Yeah.
Well, we live the simple life.
You'll want to go back to your other lifestyle after you listen to this show. For
Turn that thing back off.
So I don't know much about Washington State, except it rains a lot up there. What's the weather doing?
Well, we've had snow on the ground. It snowed before Thanksgiving. Was it before Thanksgiving? It's been about almost 2 weeks, but the snow has still been on the ground.
Yeah, lucky.
And, the sun's out today, which is, you know, something to put on the calendar.
All right, you left here, you moved, cheer up. You left here and you moved there. Do you like it there?
Oh, I love it here.
And what do you like about it? The scenery?
I like the trees, the fresh air, the mountains.
Yeah.
It's a clean place to live. And a lot of people here already know.
Yeah, the air is supposed to be very good up there.
It's really nice up here. But I miss, there's, and you may have already answered this question, I don't know, but I haven't been able to tune in. I'm looking for that song called Mary's Boy Child. That's that reggae Jamaican kind
of
thing.
It's by a group called Boney M.
Boney M.
Boney M.
Boney M.
I shouldn't have forgot that.
Yeah, not Boney Ham. Boney M.
M, the letter M, right.
Or M. Boney.
And for a while, I had understood it was out, it was not available, but I think now it may be again, so you might search the internet.
And you know, it doesn't sound like the name of a group that should do a song like Mary's Boy Child.
I know.
A great version.
Mary's Boy Child by Boney M. But it's a good song. Hey, we're sorry to lose you, but thanks for keeping us on the computer.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Lennon, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Favorite age. Thank you, Lynette.
Bye-bye.
She called me sir.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's crazy.
Shut up. It's a term of respect, not age. It's just a respectful thing. It's a lot of times mistresses do that, too. They're sugar daddies.
Hey,
yes,
do
sir.
They call them sir?
Oh, you bet they do.
Yeah, when their sugar daddies are 20 years
Shut
older.
Shut up. I think it's a subtle way of saying, I'd like to be your slave mistress.
Oh.
What?
And you be my master. That's what she's trying to say. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Doing great.
How's the gang doing?
How's the gang doing?
Good,
doing
Brian.
Good.
Good. And I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
You guys were talking about people that were having bad breath and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lady that used to work for me who used to wear an Army field jacket that smelled like cat urine.
Was it cat urine?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I bet.
That's a bad smell.
At home, she let her cats pee on
it. Yeah.
Never took
it home, set it in the chair, and the cats would go out. And this gal continued to wear it, and when you'd walk by her coat, I would walk by with a bottle of Febreze.
Yeah.
And douse the coat down, which didn't help, because I think a lot of the Febreze jumped back into the bottle.
Yeah.
Other than the coat, was she a stinking woman? I mean, did she look nice or stink? Or
No, not really. I mean, she was, pretty clean and hygiene. It was just the coat.
Mm.
And being the boss, I had to approach her about it. And it didn't go down too well.
She didn't what? She didn't what? She didn't want too well? Oh, it didn't go down.
No.
About the coat. And eventually she left.
Good.
Wow. Move on.
You know what you can do without cat urine in the workplace. Did she tell you it was cat urine?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
who
wouldn't want the world to know that, I guess?
Yeah. That is the most hideous smell.
Yeah. Hey, you have B.O. I do not. That's cat urine.
Yeah. I'm proud of it.
Exactly.
Right.
But I just thought I'd let you know about that. And you have a good holiday.
You too, Brian.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. Everybody's getting in a good mood here. Mm-hmm. That holiday thing. It's that sort of fake friendly thing. They'll hate each other after the holiday's over. Here comes Kenny. Hello, Kenny.
How are we doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, got to say this. I miss Terry, man.
Okay.
That's all I need to say. No, actually, I was in Fastlane Classic Cars, and that song came on, that Brenda Lee song.
Uh-huh.
And I thought about making an announcement right before it happened, but... I just kind of let it go, and no one noticed it, like you said.
Well, it's sad. It's sad. It slips by people, and they don't know their minds are taking that filth in, and then it surfaces later. Yeah. It surfaces later at the dinner table when you say, hey, maybe I'll have some of that effing pie. Oops, why did I say that?
Wait till you hear Santa Baby when you're out somewhere. In the store or something.
Yeah, you don't want to have a Christmas list in your hand. When you're
no.
Was there anything else?
I had a cousin when we were just little. He was probably about 7. And just around the table, Thanksgiving, you know, 20, 30 people. And he just out of the blue said, pass a napkin, bitch.
Whoa.
Whoa. Really?
How old was he?
Like 6 or 7.
And who was this kid? Who was it?
Cousin of mine. That's a family story because it was just when we were little. You know, everybody just laughed, you know. Yeah. There's nothing they could really do. But
sure there is. You knock him out of his chair. What do you mean there's nothing you could do? I got news for you. If I was a kid, I said, hey, pass the neck and bitch, I wouldn't have talked for 3 years. Yeah. 3 years. Nothing you can do.
Wow.
Yeah. I disagree there. Thank you, Kenny. Merry Christmas.
Take care. Same to you.
Yeah. Interesting. Nothing you can do. Yeah. 6 years old, pass the napkin, bitch. Yeah. Make him not sit down for about 3 weeks because his butt burns so bad. Hello, Ted.
How you doing, Frank? Amen.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Ted.
Lock and load, Frank.
All right.
Good.
I'm ready for you.
Yeah, I hope you're not, but we'll find out. Frank went to the nursing home. He's in the nursing home. He walks up to the head nurse up there, and he says, head nurse, he says, my Weezer died. The nurse says, what?
Today's the viewing.
Oh, yeah.
You're dead. You're dead, man.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you anyway.
Yeah, you too. Good try. Thank you, Ted.
Right, bye, bus.
All right. Bye, bus.
Bye, bus.
Maybe Jerome Bettis. Maybe
he might
Jerome
work for
Bettis.
Greyhound.
Yeah.
It's a subtle
maybe.
Kind of way of slipping in, go travel by bus. Okay, bye, bus.
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
Hmm.
All right. And somebody's on the phone here who we always love to talk to because he puts a lot of people in great vehicles, especially trucks. Joe Beanie from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Joe, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you today?
I've never been better, thank you.
Oh, it's a special day here at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet and at the Big 550.
Why is that?
Truck sales, Frank, truck sales. Hold on just a minute. Hi, Karen.
Okay. Oh, Joe, hi.
Got to get that over, Frank.
Uh-huh. Get it over the desk?
Yeah.
All over.
Some new programs today, Frank. New programs came out. We have the 2006 front-wheel drive Equinox, zero money down, $269 a month.
Wow, that's ridiculous. Ooh. You can tell John's away at Dallas on furniture buying.
No, different family.
That's right, sorry.
And the reason you get these is because he's out there making all these good programs happen, Frank. We've got Trailblazers, $279 a month, and I'm saving the best for last.
Ooh. I thought we'd heard the best.
Silverado extended cab pickup, steering brakes, air automatic, tilt.
Now, what are steering brakes? Are the brakes
they're powerful
actually...
steering and powerful brakes to help you stop.
Oh, they're two separate things.
Two separate
steering brakes. I thought the brakes steered the car. And how much is that again?
Well, if you want to buy it.
$600 a month?
If you want to buy it, it's $16,995.
Wow.
$229 a month, Frank.
Wow.
I would have said $600 a month.
Yeah.
That would have been my guess. So that's a great deal. And it's a good, you know what? It's a good, you're open late tonight. It's a good gloomy night. Not good for anything, but what would put you in a better non-gloomy mood would be a new vehicle from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And all they need is a phone number.
Phone number here, Frank, is 314-837-1800. And please, everyone, be careful out there Christmas and holiday shopping.
You sounded like the Hill Street Blues guy. Be careful out there.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, thank you, and it's always a pleasure. We'll talk again.
Same here, Frank. Thanks,
right.
Guys.
Thank you. Joe Beanie, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, where you can buy the low overhead way. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 North County. Johnny Landoff. Quick break. We're back. Big 550 KTRS.
Do you gamble? Does gambling interfere with responsibilities at home, work, or school? Have you ever considered yourself a problem gambler? Washington University's Volunteer for Health at 314-362-1000 is seeking volunteers for a 15-week research study looking at the safety and effectiveness of a study drug for the treatment of problem gambling. You may qualify if you are 18 to 70 years of age, have symptoms of problem gambling, and do not have any other significant illness or disease. Volunteers will receive medical testing and study drug at no charge.
Participants will be screened for illegal substances. Financial compensation is provided for time and effort. Remember, you must be ages 18 to 70 with symptoms of problem gambling and must not have any other significant illness or disease. If you are interested in participating, call Volunteer for Health at 314-362-1000, 314-362-1000, or visit vfh.wustl.edu. The number again, 314-362-1000.
4:33 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Copter 550, the afternoon watch. How's it look?
Well, it looks good so far, Karen. Southbound through 70 is still a slow go, though. About 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 slows up at Mason from an earlier stalled vehicle we had. That's been cleared. It's starting to thin out through there. Westbound 40, slow from the Science Center on through about Hanley. Westbound 70 from Cave Springs to Mid Rivers. Eastbound through 70 is slowing right around the bend at McDonald on through the Interbelt. Northbound 170 slows at Airport Road. Eastbound 44 looks like it's stacking up mostly in the right lanes from Jefferson. As you enter onto Highway 55, downtown bridges, eastbound 40 is back to Compton right now. That's because we've got some restrictions on 14th Street. The right lane is blocked, and the last Missouri exit is blocked as well. So eastbound 40 is back to Compton. Northbound 55 looks like it's just a little south of Park now in the right lane as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Everybody Loves Raymond on TBS with 3 full hours starting tonight at 6. Is Frank a better writer than Ray? Find out tonight at 6 on TBS. Very funny. I'm Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper. On the Big 550, KTRS.
With winter temperatures dropping and energy costs rising, there's never been a better time to replace your aging, drafty windows. For a limited time, Clear Choice Windows is offering premium-grade replacement windows installed for only $185 per window. For a few dollars more, you can upgrade to the energy-saving, low-E and argon gas-filled window that can save you as much as 30% on your heating bills. Pick up the phone right now and call Clear Choice